no tax.
Repeal the 14th Amendment to deny anchor babies? Is this too radical to rip up a piece of the Constitution? New York City inching closer to a very controversial mosque. I'll tell you what a city commission decided to do that opens the door wide open for that to happen. A couple of Republicans are trashing the stimulus, saying, wait till we show you where the money is really going. Hey, everybody, my name's Kate Delaney, and this show is America Tonight. If you've never heard it before, we call it the best water cooler buzz in the business. Overnight is right, my friends, for the conversation highway. And if you want to throw in your two cents, please do. Left, right, or somewhere in between. Don't care what your stripes are. It doesn't matter. It matters about the conversation. 800-259-5791. Or if you are on the job right now and you can only sneak out to the restroom and you desperately want to toss in your thoughts on 14th Amendment or the mosque being built near Ground Zero or anything else that we talk about for that matter, you can do it by shooting us a quick email at americatonight.net. Elena Kagan, I think it's pretty much a layup at this point. She is going to be the next Supreme Court justice. I don't see what's going to stand in the way of Kagan. However, there are different opinions on this. Senator Jeff Sessions and Senator Patrick Leahy, a Republican and Democrat, absolutely are going to vote in different directions. Check this out.
I believe she does not have the gifts and qualities of mind or temperament that one must have to be a justice.
This Vermonter will vote for Elena Kagan to be a Supreme Court justice. I'll do it proudly.
All right, here's the key. The swing and the concern of so many is not going to happen, I don't think, in the near future. Could it happen? I mean, do I have a crystal ball and can I tell what someone's health is going to be like? I mean, this is an appointment for life. And do I know when the next Supreme Court justice is going to retire? Well, you can look at the mathematical probabilities or possibilities, but I think you're still looking at somewhere into the next administration. So right now, as far as the way the votes are going, nothing is swinging in a different direction. Nothing is going to change. I mean, this is pretty much a wash if you were to break it down by ideology. So with Kagan, you can argue about what you hate about her or what you like about her or how you think she's unqualified or whatever, which I've definitely seen in the emails that are piling in on this story for the past, 6 weeks. But the thing here is there is nothing that's going to suddenly, I believe, come out and spook the senators off this vote. There's enough votes there, and so it's pretty much a done deal. Sessions will vote no, and there are others that are going to vote no. Spector said he's going to vote no, but I think there are enough to swing her in for sure. And there hasn't been as much controversy tied, let's face it, to be honest, with Kagan as there had been with Sotomayor, although she was a judge, and Kagan hasn't been a judge, and that brings up the question of, to be a Supreme Court justice, do you need to have this specific judicial background where you went through different cases, different courtrooms? And she definitely has a legal background, but not the same legal background as somebody that was swinging the gavel, let's say. Let's take one here right at the top. Our leadoff man is Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Okay.
How are you?
Oh, hot.
Everybody says it. How hot is it where you are?
100 degrees.
Yeah, that's hot in Illinois.
Yeah. But that 14th Amendment, they can repeal that, can't they? Congress can repeal that?
They can repeal it, but yeah. The problem is the other things that are connected with the 14th Amendment that even Lou Dobbs is saying, oh, my God, don't do that, because of other rights that would be entangled with it. What would happen is they would need 2/3 majority in Congress and 3/4 of the states to have that happen.
Yeah. I doubt they get that much.
I don't think so either. When you think of the numbers, it does make for interesting conversation, and maybe it leads to some other way around the problem, but I don't think the numbers are there.
Yeah, and then the Republicans vote against the people that worked after 9/11, cleaning up and everything, to give them money and help them with the health bill. That's not going to go very good this fall.
No, you mean, well, here's
both
what's happening.
Giving them money and helping, you know, monetary fund to help with their health after they told them it's okay to go in there and breathe that dust and everything.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. I think that the people that went in there should be taken care of, because you had a lot of emergency response people, a lot of fire people, a lot of cops that were there with all kinds of crap, all kinds of dust, like you say, they were inhaling day after day after day. And so now it's like they have to prove how severe their case is to have enough of the bills paid.
Yeah, you know, concrete dust, asbestos dust.
It's awful.
Well, there's the old... Yeah, and then the government, well, they told me it's okay to breathe that stuff. They just went in there and
sure,
taking their word at it. You know, they should be compensated. But
see, here's the key thing, what you just said there. They told them it was okay to go down there. So if the government tells you it's okay to go down there, and if the government tells you something's okay, what are you thinking, Rick?
I'm thinking they should be responsible for it.
That's right, exactly. And that's what I'm thinking. I completely agree with you. I remember it clearly. I was... there in New Jersey when it happened, and that's the kind of stuff that you would read, and there was concern, and oh, let's go check the air quality, but by the time they checked the air quality, it was too late.
Yeah, everybody's already breathing there, I think.
Right.
But I think they should be helped out some way, somehow, but I see the Republicans have voted against it, so that's another thing against them this winter, this election year. You know, Democrats give them the election away to them, but they seem to stumble all over themselves by not doing the right thing. So I think Democrats will come back.
I don't know what's. I think what's going to happen is you're looking at a couple of different things. You've got two ethics investigations happening. One. You have Charlie Rangel, who they're gonna nail him. I know they're gonna nail him. They have too much on him, and that's gonna be a trial. So that's gonna get ugly and nasty. And he's a long term guy. And then you have Maxine Waters, and they have her in the soup too. So that's two Democrats there, one in California, one in New York. So that's not gonna bode well for the Democrats.
Democrats are kind of handing the election over to them by doing that stuff. But
right.
The Republicans are just giving it right back to them by voting against stuff like that, 9/11 and anchor babies and all that other stuff. So,
I think some of the Republicans are voting to try to repeal the 14th Amendment. Others are backing off of it because of what else could be contained in that and how dangerous it could be to mess with the Constitution, and that there might be another way to approach that if you're going to specifically go after the anchor baby thing. Thanks for the call, Rick. Coming up on the flip side, more on the New York City panel clearing the way for a mosque near Ground Zero.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
It was a unanimous vote against landmark status for 4547 Park Place. Does that address ring a bell? Probably not, but I'm going to tell you what it is. It's an adjoining building already connected on the inside, and it's owned by a real estate developer called Soho Properties, and they're going to build the Islamic Center two blocks. This is the specific address, two blocks north of the former site of the World Trade Center. So the Landmarks Preservation Commission denied landmark status for the building. That would have hosed down the idea of this center. Instead, it clears the debris and moves this forward to make this become a reality. Now, there have been a lot of protests over the Cordova Initiative. That's the name of this, of what this place will be. And it's having the landmark status denied means that it means exactly that the group can move forward. And then they can start with their plans for the mosque. I mean, it's more than a mosque. It's an entire center that's going to house facilities for a pool and other things. And the idea was supposed to be that other people can engage in what's happening under that roof. But the sensitivity issue is, I think, off the charts. And that's the problem with it. I'm all for the religious freedom. I mean, let's face it. Why was our government founded? How was it founded? What was one of the things ultimately that we were trying to escape with the tyranny, with the English, and it was religious freedom was a huge part of that. But this isn't the right place to do that when there are so many other pieces of property that would be perfect for it anyway in Manhattan. So while I agree with the religious freedom aspect, just not so close to where so many lost their lives. I mean, this is sacred ground. We're talking about pieces of people that were never found, that were never put back together. And you can honestly say that the victims, while I hope they have moved forward, are they really put back together? How tough would that be to have gone through that? One can only imagine. It's awful. So I think the push for this was ridiculous, but the push was big enough that the mayor of New York City, Bloomberg, was all over this. He loved this idea and said, this is New York, this is what we do. And Cordova opposed the landmark status for the building. It's a five-story building because it would probably like to build, they say, a taller, modern building. That's what they're hoping to do. And there are plenty of other city leaders who supported this. Now, there were definitely opponents. And that would be most of the people calling this show. And I would be one of the people that was opposed to that. The Anti-Defamation League didn't see it that way. They said that it was, they said that what they're trying to do is they're trying to battle forms of bigotry, and that the Islamic Center and the mosque would be the perfect place to do that. But it needs to be built further away from that area in consideration of the families who lost people on September 11, 2001. And what I think this is the key thing here, building an Islamic center right there in the shadow of the World Trade Center will open up old wounds, will cause the families to feel pain that they don't have to feel when there are other places to do this. I understand the purpose. So the vote now means that, as I said, this is wide open, and what's going to happen here is it's going to be built. And I don't know, from moving forward, once it's built, ultimately, what does this, you know, we profess that we all want freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and I agree with this, but I don't understand how someone can say that it shouldn't bother anyone if the mosque was built right next to the World Trade Center. Somebody said to me earlier in the day, well, do you think the hijackers represent American Muslims? And do you think if you put that together, would you say that you have an audience of racists and bigots? And I would say no, because we're talking about taking the step in the right direction and it not on a place that was supposed to really be a memorial in the first place. And it's not going to turn around the atrocities that were committed on that day. I mean, beyond belief in our wildest imagination, the answer to that is that's not going to happen. So why not move it someplace else? It is two blocks away from the World Trade Center, but knowing that area, it's right in the wheelhouse. It's part of it, really. Mm. All right, fair or foul, America, do you think this is a big blunder as far as the commissioners in New York City are concerned? And will there be more blowback on this than they really want? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You know, if we really want to just stretch this, think about what Eric Holder, the Attorney General, has talked about with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others who are connected to 9/11. And originally it was, oh, yes, try them in New York City, just blocks away from the World Trade Center, because it'll show everybody that, you know, we are about justice and we're about moving forward and we're not afraid and all this other sort of hype that was surrounding that. And now it's like in limbo. Where are they going to be tried? Well, can't be New York because it's going to cost us a fortune. And what do we do? How do we secure the city? And remember, the whole idea was, well, there'd be too many nutballs that would be radicalized by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed being tried in New York City, close to the World Trade Center. So if you look at that and flip that around in a different point of view, why wouldn't the families of the people who were killed there be upset? Of course they would be. It's like using the same argument for having a trial, that there would be too much negativity surrounding it to have it in New York City, and what it could incite in that city would be ridiculous, and plus the cost of it. And you don't worry about the financial factor in this case, but, I mean, give me a break on this one. I say it's absolutely foul. AmericaTonight.net. That's where you go. We're going to check the mail next because it's piling up, and some of it has to do with that very decision. All right, moving on quickly. There was something I wanted to squeeze in here that was in the New York Times this morning. They did a story about the Afghan war leaks that we've been talking about, the WikiLeaks.org. And the reaction to it. So now we've got some senators who've been working on providing some protection to reporters who refuse to identify confidential sources, and they're really backpedaling from WikiLeaks. It's the site that disclosed all those classified documents related to the war. Leading the charge on this one includes Charles Schumer, and he's part of a duo drafting an amendment to make it real clear that the bill's protections extend only to traditional news gathering activities and not to websites that they say serve as a conduit for the mass dissemination of secret documents. You know what that's called? The so-called Media Shield Bill is still waiting for a vote on the Senate floor. And what Schumer said is WikiLeaks shouldn't be spared in any way from the fullest prosecution possible under the law. And I would say you got to look at that Media Shield law, because how much information is coming through the web? I mean, granted, you have to separate a complete idiot's just blogging off and not having sources and spewing a lot of stuff to what is definitely documents that, hey, WikiLeaks had the documents. They put them up. And I think the bigger thing is you got to seal up these leaks. You got to pay attention to who has eyes on what documents. That's the thing to look at. We're going to look at the email. That's next here on America Tonight.
In your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com, the best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes, papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
We're getting ready to check the mail. We got a ton of it. I'm just going to roll through it. But before we do that, let's go to Bob in Virginia. Hey, Bob, you're on America Tonight.
Let me turn down my radio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my interweb.
There you go.
Yeah. The topic is serious, but I'd like to wish a happy birthday to one of my future ex-wives, Kara, if I might.
I like that, one of your future ex-wives. You know, that doesn't sound very confident.
Oh, it's not. I'm sure she'll be one of many.
Okay, there you go.
And I'd also like to say, whoopee!
All right, there you go. Adios, muchacha. We knew that was coming, didn't we? All right, so let's instead take a 180 and let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, there it is, the familiar voice. Dennis McMahon, my favorite lawyer from Vermont, writes that it's great that our combat troops will be leaving Iraq. It's now time for that defeated country to assume responsibility for its defense and stability, and we should insist that as a defeated enemy, this relatively wealthy place pay war reparations and expenses of occupation and agree to a security alliance consistent with U.S. regional goals. Anything less than a full-fledged peace agreement will shortchange the U.S. both as victor and liberator. Iraq should pay its way if it expects to resume legitimacy and prepare full partnership for peace and prosperity with us. Well said, and I agree 100%. Now that we're in place to move on, now it's time to pay the piper and also to honor what the U.S. has done. It's funny because as he writes that, I was reading today somewhere in a poll and one of the major networks was taking, do you see Iraq with leaving Iraq as a success? And the possibilities were, well, we have to wait and see what happens, or, you know, absolutely, we went in and did what had to be done, and now the people there have a say in their government, or kind of the, you know, we really did we end up with anything when we left, or were there too many injuries, too much money spent, and what do we have to show for it? And it's always like we're saying that we have to wait and see how the legacy proves out, wait and see if the country's able to stand on its own two feet. But truly, it is about that. That's why Dennis's point is right on, because now it's up to them. Now they have to take all the knowledge, all of what was given to them and what they also pushed on their own and make it work, make it happen, and not have a tug of war over who's in charge and not go back to their respective corners and break things up between the Kurds and the Shia and the Sunnis, but instead to come together, keep that government intact and have a strong military that isn't completely riddled with corruption, and the same thing with their police force. In some cases, boy, Iraq was doing well. In other cases, because of the money that was pilfered, some of the rebuilding efforts have been slow. It is really a wait-and-see thing. Here's one from Barry David. Hey, America Tonight. Really love the show. Have to say I completely disagree with building a mosque at Ground Zero. I'm with you, Kate. I'm all for religious freedom. I think it's just too much of a sensitivity issue, and I believe that this will backfire on the Cordova initiative. It will make them look as though they are guilty instead of peace-loving Muslims who are just reaching out to the folks in New York who thrive in various religions. Well, that's an interesting take on it, but it's, yes, it's exactly what I said. When you think of what the initiative is about and what the goal is of the group, they blow it for themselves. I don't believe it will work to their advantage. I mean, I could be completely wrong with this. And you've got the mayor, you've got the city council backing it up, so they're going to try to pump it up and they're going to try to make it work. But I think it is a sensitivity thing. I think it is about what happened there. I mean, this is, for goodness sake, our worst terrorist attack. And because of what happened afterwards and because of what now has happened in the world, there are so many other places that it could be built, even within the same neighborhood, that it doesn't really make any sense to me. Judith B. says, I just got to tell you, I am sick to death of these politicians. And I know that sometimes during the show you'll say, if you don't think you have a voice, you're wrong. If you would only contact your congressmen, your senators, be active, be involved locally, it would be a start. And I have to agree with you. Because of that, I've gone to a couple city council meetings, and I feel like I actually am involved. So thanks. And that's the thing. Taking the first step is hard. Knowing whatever it is that locally you're voting on, whether it's has to do with bond issues, you know, things that affect rather your neighborhoods, and there's a lot of them, trust me. But a lot of people don't take the time to know what's going on in their neighborhood, and ultimately they are stunned when they learn that their taxes have gone up, or when they learn that something passed that they don't like. Redistricting is one of them. Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you doing?
They were hanging out and trying to get over this stump bottom. They ate something bad or something. I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, so, hey, you know, Kate, I've been a little, I'm not looking at this thing from the perspective of what the United States thinks and the sensitivity. Yeah, of course, most of the people, I'm looking at it from the perspective of what the Muslim world's going to think about it. You know, one out of every six people on this planet is a Muslim.
Yeah.
The majority, more than 50% of them, are illiterate, or are slash lack literacy to some point because of the way that women are treated in that religion slash in that society. Men get all the money for education, et cetera. And you know, I mean, you saw how the Taliban were treating women in Afghanistan, you know.
Right.
And so the thing is all they do is kind of like, they see pictures, you know. They see a picture of something and they think, oh, hey, you know. And for example, you know, the Dome of the Rock, okay, in Jerusalem, okay. They put a mosque right on top of where Solomon's Temple was at. Okay, and to them, it's a religious battle that was won. Here we've got a dome that's on top of the most holiest site in Judaism. Okay, and so you know it's kind of and so all of the and whether you want to believe it's because that's where Muhammad ascended on the big magical horse into heaven, that's the reason they give that it's put there. And I think it's like the third holiest site in Islam. Still, the point is they put it right above where, you know, the most holiest site of Judaism is. And in a sense, for the most of the people in that religion that are ignorant, they just see a picture and go, hey, we conquered them, you know?
Right, I understand.
The same thing that's going to happen with this, okay? Here, you know, this was a jihad, a bunch of guys that were, you know, led by Obama, sorry, I didn't mean that, Kate. I really didn't. Osama bin Laden, that were led by Osama bin Laden, that, you know, he was upset that American troops were on Saudi soil. He was upset that they were disgracing their land and his extremist Muslim view. And so he led an attack on the United States, unprovoked, you know, in the sense that we never fired a shot at him, but he attacked us, and they brought down, you know, arguably, two of the, you know, one of the, or I guess you call them two trade center towers, you know, one of the most recognizable sites in all of capitalism slash the Western world. I mean, anybody who looks at New York City skyline now knows something's missing. At least if you, you know, you were been alive that long, you know.
Sure, sure.
From when you could see it back then. I mean, you know, watch the movie Trading Places. They go walking right by them, you know, and you're just looking like, gee, you go, they're not there anymore.
Right.
You know, and so the point is it was an attack basically against the Western world slash capitalism slash, you know, the United States. And they brought down one of the icons of that. Right? And now they want to put a mosque right there. So that when they show pictures to those people that are unfortunately illiterate in the Muslim world, they'll think, oh, we conquered them. We beat them. They don't know what goes on, Kate. Those people, they don't have papers. They sit back and do their
thing. You're right.
They got no clue what's going on in the world. They got clue. There's a, you know, most Muslims got no clue that there's a war going on in Afghanistan, you know. I mean, and so, you know, I mean, I'm sorry that they live in ignorance. I really am, you know. I think that's part of the control of clerics on their people because, of course, you know, education's power and, you know.
And they can use that against the people. You made some valid points. It's interesting to what you were saying. We talked with Anand Gopal a couple of times on this show. He's an Afghanistan journalist. And that's exactly the same thing he said, Don, that because of the illiteracy, the people have no idea what's out there. They only know what they know from the mosques. Sports shorts, round the bend.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
all right, if you spend any time at a newsstand, you know that the NFL training camps have opened up and there's all kinds of predictions and fantasy football things and goals for the 32 teams and analysis of the teams. But when it comes to one team, the Vikings, the only thing that people are talking about is Brett Favre. Now, all of a sudden, the story broke that Brett Favre told his teammates, text them, that he would not be back this season. Here's what Coach Brad Childress of the Vikings said on the Favre question.
I'm not a big hearsay person, so, you know, I'm a horse say. I got to hear it from the horse's mouth.
All right, good for him. He's right about that because when it comes to Favre especially, it's nothing but rumors. I mean, you know, he's like the Angelina Jolie of football. And when I compare him to Angelina Jolie, recently she was in a magazine saying she's tired of reading about herself, that she's pregnant, getting rid of Brad Pitt, and they're getting married or they're not getting married, and it's the same cycle over and over again. Well, with Brett Favre, it's the same cycle over and over again. At age 40, though, will he be back for another season with the Vikings? 20 seasons Brett Favre has had in the NFL. It's crazy. I was thinking about this earlier in the day. People forget because, you know, 20 seasons. He was drafted 33rd overall by the Falcons in 1991. So what do you think will happen with Brett Favre? And because our studios, the mothership is based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, let's talk to Matt Johnson, who is a diehard Vikings fan, about what the buzz is actually in the city. What's the buzz on the sports radio stations there? What are pretty much people saying about this? Because this was another big story, of course, today.
There was a lot of talk about it, and people were freaking out. But then, as the day kept on going on, I don't know, it seems like the reports got more and more vague, where when it initially came out, it's Brett Favre officially told the Vikings he's not playing. And then the word kept on getting more. It's like one of those stories where it's like, oh, my brother's first cousin's best friend heard.
The telephone game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it went from, I mean, the scrawl on ESPN even changed, where it went from confirmed sources, you know, from it went from Brett Favre officially tells to confirmed sources to unknown sources. I mean, it just kept on changing. And the whole Brett Favre game, this is how he likes to play it, where there's a huge media attention all on him all the time. And there's always a plot twist here and there. It's kind of like a soap opera. And this is the late, towards the end of the show plot twist. And then we'll have the finale about 2 weeks from now, where he'll join the squad, I think, after about the second preseason game.
If he's healthy enough, I agree. I still don't see him retiring. What's he going to do? He can already fish and do all those things that he likes to do in the off season.
He wants to be coddled and begged back a little bit and have all these people.
He's a girl.
Say,
oh, he's a princess.
He is.
He's a princess. He's a masculine princess, though, because he's a man's man. He's a nice guy. You know, I talked to him a couple of times when I was doing the sports thing. He really is a nice guy. But you know what? He makes money on it now. Because remember all the commercials about not making up his mind when he's trying to get a flat screen TV and stuff? It's brilliant.
Yeah,
it is.
And I love how he always comes out later on and he's like, oh, I have no idea how this stuff gets out. It's from him. It's from him. 100% completely from him. And it's like he just likes playing with people. And it's fine, whatever. It's a big game, and I think he'll be back within probably the third or the fourth preseason game.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, we go from that quarterback to a retired quarterback. I was kind of surprised when Kurt Warner decided not to come back for at least one more season because he walked away from a pretty big paycheck. He's 39 years old. He's going to be the first former NFL quarterback to go on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. The Washington Post was reporting that Warner isn't saying much about it. There have been a ton of NFL players who decided they were going to dance, like Emmitt Smith, who won it. Michael Irvin, Jason Taylor, Chad Ochocinco was somebody else that was on the show. And now Kurt Warner is going to do Dancing with the Stars. He retires from the Cardinals. Did a 12-year stint in the NFL, and now it's about what's he going to do in the afterlife of football. And because of how he went out with Arizona, I thought that he would stick around a little bit longer than that. But maybe he's found other ways to make up that same kind of money and not take the beating that you take in the NFL. And plus, when you go through those seasons are really actually stretched on how you have to keep yourself in shape and all the things that you go through in an NFL season. He's got the Super Bowl underneath his wing, and so maybe that was enough, and it was like, okay, I got it, time to move on. A lot of people make a big deal about the NBA Christmas Day matchup, so it's kind of like the NBA in New York, they put it under lock and key, and they seal the envelope like it's voting for the Academy Awards or something. And then eventually they shoot out a press release. So they shot out a press release to say that the Heat would face the Lakers on Christmas Day. And Boston will visit Orlando for a rematch of the East Finals. But there's a lot of other teams that are on the schedule. They haven't released the full schedule yet. They do that in August, but they did release the Christmas schedule. You have Chicago at New York and Denver at Oklahoma City and Portland at Golden State. I don't know, Matt, I think it'd be kind of a bummer if you were a player to have to play on that day. Yeah, that's a day, that's a like a sacred day. You don't want to be playing that day.
Well, they got games scheduled all the time nowadays.
It's like a bank. There was a bank that I used to go to in New Jersey. It was called, at the time, Commerce Bank. And I used to think, boy, it'd be a beating to work for them. Because unlike other banks, they close. They're not open on certain days. But they're open all the time. They're open every single day except for Christmas Day. Now, in this case, Christmas is a big deal. Is a big deal, I guess. Now they're trying to build it up to play because people are hanging around, they're getting stuff with turkey, opening presents, going to church, whatever, and they'll watch games.
Yeah, I mean, the holiday time, usually there are games around, and your family's together, you can have it on the background, you got the sports fanatics in your family that can sit down and watch it, so I think it works out.
Okay, I've got, speaking of fanatics, and because this is sports shorts, if you're looking for a good rental, Rent the Fan. It's a crazy movie that somebody told me about, and I rented it a couple of months ago. And The Fan is about this Giants-obsessed crazy guy who eventually, I don't want to give the whole thing away, goes after a Philadelphia Eagles fan. But I don't want to take you through the whole journey of this, but when you talk about fanaticism and what the word fan means, this movie really portrays it. So if you're looking for something good to rent, like go to one of those Redbox places where it costs you a buck, you know, you go to 7-Eleven or whatever, that's a good one to pick up. And if you're a football fan, in a way, it kind of gets you in the mood for the NFL. But we still have the rest of the way to go in baseball. And you have some interesting things, I think, starting to happen. There are teams that are going to be pulling away, and there are divisions where there are some teams that are neck and neck. That's why I love me some baseball. You look at the Tampa Rays and what they're doing to those dreaded Yankees. Sorry, Dave, in Kentucky. And they're top in the division right now. And then I look at my Philadelphia Phillies and I worry when I think of the Braves, who luckily went down at the hands of the Mets 3-2 and Philadelphia won. But trust me, the next day that'll flip around. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. It's a joke. I'm having a joke off with my 9-year-old nephew, and I thought I would practice on all of you. You're going to have to send me an email whether you like this joke or not. Where do frogs keep their money? How about in a riverbank?